for some challenges of instability which consumed your time to turn this once upon a time battlefield, this place, to a poverty field now, we would have achieved our end mission and goal to see a transformed Uganda. Thank you so much for your guidance to the presidents and leaders of Africa, and thank you so much for guiding us. Your Excellency, with your leadership, we have seen cement production growing in this country from a mere 2 cement factories to now 5. Your Excellency, in 1986, we had Hima and Tororo as the only producing factories. Hima was producing close to 300,000 tons of cement, whereas Tororo was also producing almost the same, 300,000 tons of cement at that time. As I speak now, Hima has grown up to 1.7 to 2 million tons of cement. Tororo has gone up to 3 million tons of cement. Simba is now, which wasn't there at that time, 1986, is now producing 1 million tons of cement. And we have Metro, which has also started close to 1 million tons. It's 0.9 million tons of cement. And then your buy, which is going to generate between 1.8 and 2 million tons of cement. Your Excellency, in 1986, where we were 15 million people, the per capita consumption of cement was just 41 kilograms of cement. Now, with 47 million people, our consumption per person has gone to 163 kilograms of cement. I know you are always challenging us to compare with the rest of the world. Sometimes we compare amongst us pygmies. I have looked for figures for South Africa, for example. Their per capita consumption is between 200 to 300 kilograms per year. Then when you go to USA, they are between 250 to 350 kilograms of cement per year. China is in thousands, 1,000 kilograms of cement per year. Vietnam is 700 to 800 kilograms of cement per year. We will move towards achieving the required consumption because the building industry is growing, the road construction, the railway, they are also growing. I want to, at this juncture,